I've just collared Mike Siebert, who's the project manager on the Nottingham House project, and we're going to quickly talk about a few things to do with the build. Now that they've got access to the main area where they're building the modules together, they just had a bunch of stock delivered last week, which we're waiting on. Mike, progress report, please.
We're getting into our stride now. It's coming together. We've got rid of our space problem by shifting out some modules into the other main hall. So we've got space to breathe. We've got all the materials delivered. And we're now getting into the stage where we're repeating tested operations.
Tested operations? Yeah. That sounds very confident, Mike. Tell me about the tested operations part.
Well, it's where we stop going backwards and get it right so that we can repeat it without fear of coming across another little issue which wasn't resolved. So, as we expected, it's getting faster as it needs to towards the end.
So is that mainly to do with the cladding part of it, or is it something specific?
No, everything.
Okay. Another thing I was going to ask, I was asked the question the other day about the Class 6 certification. Yeah. How difficult is that to achieve on a prototype build?
If you're trying to do it within a budget, it's extremely difficult. If you're going to throw money at it, it's an achievable aspiration, which, to be honest, was all it was ever meant to be when they put the code together. They weren't expecting people to get out there and mass-produce code 6 houses immediately. The whole technology needs to be developed, and that takes time. It needs to be developed and tested and made, you know, proven to work before it is rolled out on a major scale.
Okay. And so how long have we got now building up in Nottingham before we actually go down to Earls Court?
Less than 3 weeks, but we're already thinking about the time we've got at Earls Court, which will be used once we're down there.
Okay. So in the last week or the last couple of weeks, obviously production has ramped up. Have you managed to sort out any issues with the access to the site? Or
Access?
Well, in terms of night time and weekends.
Oh, I see, yes. We had all the lecturers in yesterday on Sunday so that they could put it back on schedule as they thought. But it was an extra day's work and it was well worth doing. But.
Okay. I've also been asked another question about various components of the build, because there's a few people that I need to speak to regarding the insulation and things that are very sort of groundbreaking on this prototype. Who would be the best person to talk to about the insulation? Do you know anything about the insulation part of it?
We've had a kind of rotating program, so most of the students have done a bit of everything. So I think by now they'll all have had their sort of time stuffing insulation. They'll know it inside out.
Okay. And so coming up to the Earls Court event, what's going to be the moment when you sigh a big deep sigh of relief? When do you think that's going to come?
I know exactly when that'll come. It's when we've had our 4-hour slot with the crane and we've managed to put them in place before it trogs off to the next job.
Okay. Well, Mike, thank you very much, and I'll let you carry on with your build today.
Thank you very much.